New York City is working to make top-speed internet available to more homes and businesses and at the same time cut down on disruptive road work and street closures necessary to lay the cables. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports the city is trying to do that through a pilot program known as micro-trenching.
Yes, micro-trenching. The term may not mean much to you. Maybe it sounds like the latest thing in skincare. Actually, it's the idea that the cables that connect us to the world don't need to take up a lot of space. On West 19th Street, a fearsome-looking street saw cuts into asphalt marked with spray paint. This is the traditional way that cable is laid, into a ditch that's 2 or 3 feet wide and 4 to 6 feet deep. Micro-trenching moves that line out of the street and into a groove only an inch wide that runs between the lip of the sidewalk and the pavement itself. Verizon Executive Director Chris Lavendos.
So when we're finished here, you would walk over the sidewalk and it would be unbeknownst to you that there are fiber optics sitting in this very narrow space underneath the street.
It's not exactly an engineering breakthrough, but it hasn't been done before in New York City. Laying cable this way takes hours instead of weeks and without blocking the road. 5 years ago, Verizon signed a contract to make top-speed fiber-optic internet and phone service available throughout the city by 2014. Verizon is the only company currently participating in this pilot. If it's a success, city officials say other companies will be invited to try micro-trenching as well. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.